The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, I'd like to continue our conversation about AI, artificial intelligence, and the theology of the body by turning to someone who is not as enthusiastic about AI as Ethan Mollick was, namely Vahini Vara. She's a little bit like me because her parents are immigrants from India, but she was raised in Saskatchewan, Canada. She studied at Stanford, was a writer for the Wall Street Journal, and now lives with her husband and son in Colorado Springs, Colorado. If you ever see and hear her speak, it's like the surprise of first seeing and hearing me speak. The face and the voice don't quite match. Recently, I read her book on AI called Searches, Selfhood in the Digital Age, published in 2025. What I appreciated about her book is that Vahini is honest and balanced in her criticism of AI. For example, she admits, "I could live without ChatGPT, but I don't." "This is true," she went on, "of Google's products, not just search, but also Google's email, mapping, browser, file storage, and word processing services, the latter of which I use to compose the words you're reading, as well as those of Amazon, Meta, X, and Apple." In other words, tech giants know that human beings like Vahini have addictive personalities. Once we develop the habit of doing something, we can't stop, no matter how much we may want to. Later, she monologues to her husband about something she calls technological capitalism. Technological capitalism. She shared, "I talked with my husband about how the trick of technological capitalism is the trick of capitalism. We allow it to grossly benefit rich and powerful institutions and the human beings with disproportionate investment in those institutions, because it also benefits us, if only a little, relatively speaking. That is, entrepreneurs are investing billions of dollars in developing AI because they expect to make trillions of dollars in return. It improves our lives only a little, relatively speaking." I don't want to argue against capitalism, although Vahini Vara might be, because a big part of the blessings my family enjoys today is thanks to a capitalistic economy. I don't want to saw off from the tree, the branch I'm sitting on. My bone of contention against AI is much smaller. Vahini makes a valid point that no matter how human and helpful AI chatbots will appear or function, tech billionaires are puppeteers who are inevitably pulling the strings, making AIs dance. And AI being a puppet of tech corporations whose chief interest is financial is precisely where the theology of the body helps us detect their lack of humanity. They are puppets, not persons. Human beings, insists John Paul II, are persons, not puppets, because we are created in the image of God, and therefore we are absolutely free. That is, there are no strings attached to us. But God gave us that freedom from strings so we could make a free gift of ourselves to others and ultimately to God. Becoming a free gift to others and to God is the definition of love. And that is the fundamental reason why an AI robot will never be fully identical to a human being. Puppets always come with strings attached, and those strings make them dance so their entrepreneurial puppeteers can make a bunch of money. In his Theology of the Body, John Paul first points out how God created everything to be a gift, because God's only motivation was love, not money. John Paul reflects on creation in Genesis. As an action of God, creation thus means not only calling from nothing into existence and establishing the world's existence as well as man's existence in the world, it also signifies gift, a fundamental and radical gift that is an act of giving, in which the gift comes into being precisely from nothing. In other words, the reason God made everything from nothing is because he is love, and he wanted to make a free gift of himself. He really can't help himself. And then John Paul turns to man and his bodiliness to assert that man and woman were created as male and female as the supreme example of God's love and gift. He says, "This is the body, a witness to creation as a fundamental gift, and therefore a witness to love as the source from which this same giving springs." He adds, "Masculinity and femininity, namely sex, is the original sign of a creative donation." In other words, AI engineers create puppets that do their bidding and are not free to do otherwise. Why not? Because then they wouldn't make any money. On the other hand, God creates children in his image who are free to love and give themselves as gifts to one another. Like the old adage, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. This then is a second difference we discover between AI and human beings. Both are created in the image of their creators. AI robots are created to generate income for their puppeteers. Human beings are created to give glory to our Heavenly Father by becoming a gift. Both AI robots and human beings may look virtually alike, but only the latter come with no strings attached. Praised be Jesus Christ.